This is the National Public Broadcast of Imam Wadeen Muhammad, Muslim leader.
I'm talking about Muhammad the Prophet. Prayers and the peace be upon him. He said that there'll come a time when the people will see him and Jesus together. Now, they're together in many ways. And also, he's described in the Quran as a man raised up from the people, or from the brethren, like unto Moses. He's like Moses, too. Now, first, Jesus Christ. What do they have in common more than anything else? Now, they have a lot of things in common. But what do they have in common that's more important than anything else? Jesus Christ and Muhammad, peace be upon both the servants of God. What they have in common more than anything else is that neither one of them were educated by the world. No man, no institution educated them. And both of them were not the children of educated parents. They were not the children of any priest, rabbi, or teacher of scripture. They both were men that had been blessed by their Creator to be pure and honorable by nature, not by education, not by somebody. Did nobody teach them into that? They had it by nature. Their own nature gave birth to them. Birthed them honest, truthful, pure, etc. And when Muhammad was grown as a man, he kept that original nature. Kept that original, untarnished, unspoiled nature. And the people witnessed it. This is history. So we got what non-Muslims say in history, as documented by the people in that time. What non-Muslims said about Muhammad. They called him a Sadiq. They gave him that title before God commissioned him. Before he turned to God, actually. They called him that. By the way, his people worshiped idols. The Christian world would call them heathens. Idol worshippers, heathens. That's what they were called, the people of that time, the people that he was born among. But history, their history says that he never worshipped the idol. Never worshipped any idol. And they called him a prophet, meaning that he was known to always speak the truth. They called him El-Amin, meaning that he was known always to be trustworthy. You could trust him, he would never betray your trust. No church made him, no synagogue made him, no monastery, no precept, no nothing. Other than his own nature kept him that way. Jesus Christ is portrayed in the scripture, in the Bible, as being the same kind of life. If you understand it, says that he was born in a manger where animals were kept. But he didn't come out an animal. Huh? And both the Bible and the Quran says that he was born pure and his purity was preserved. He didn't lose his purity. No matter what was heaped upon him, he did not lose his purity. And he was born of a pure woman. Pure nature, born of a pure woman. Praise be to Allah. So these men are alike. And in time, the learned, the studious, the observant, the curious-minded in religion will eventually discover this if they are not afraid to go in the Bible. If the Muslim student is not afraid to go in the Bible with a non-biased, hardened mind, not prejudiced, not condemning it, but just looking to see what's there, as good as there, to recognize it and respect it. If you go into the Bible like that, you will come to the understanding that I have given you of Jesus Christ's creation. And if you study the Quran the same way, you will come to the understanding that I've given you of Muhammad's creation. It is plain as day in the Quran. Allah said, no, he doesn't have sons like you have sons. A man and a woman get together sexually and have a child. So when he wants one, he creates them. He creates them. And he said, none of you are God. You are the children of your father, a human being. Huh? Oh, but not Jesus Christ. Let's see what the gospel says. The genealogy of Jesus Christ, meaning where he came from, is traced back to Mary. Mary traced back to her father, and it goes on back to Adam, the first man who was created by God. That's the Bible. It's the 4th of July. It's Independence Day. Yeah, it's Independence Day. So what's so important about this special day? America is saying with the 4th of July that this nation is built upon the natural evolution of human life. That human life evolved out of nature, out of the earth, and out of nature by God who planned it. And eventually that life will come to the right perception, the right idea, and the right plan for the future of the society. So this day that we celebrate independence for this country have in its meaning, in the meaning, shrouded in the celebration, of the celebration of the flower covering this true thing. It has in the heart, in the core of this day, our celebration day we celebrate, meaning that will live when we're gone. Still be living in the hearts of the saints and the righteous. Still be living. And they will have the language of the founding fathers supporting this idea. And even if this country would be destroyed, this idea is a portable government. Yes, it's the portable government of God, the government that God evolved for mankind. And if the country is blown away, if a few of us escape, we can establish the same thing as good and better in time on another piece of land. Somewhere else. Because it's full, you can carry it. One man can carry it. One man. So I have the understanding how to create life again. Political life. That will grow into a great government. I have it. But I bet many others have it. I have it. And if the whole country would be lost, if God spared my life, I could get it going again, somewhere else. God knows I can get it going again in another land and in another place. That's security. That's security. That's peace. That's salvation. When you know that you have been blessed with the perception and the way to form a society that will live when others are dying and passing away. Yes. Look at the longevity of this country, this form of government we have. Look how it has survived. Look how many governments they have formed all over the world. But look how this one has survived. It's not because it's been so righteous. It's because it has been blessed with the sacred knowledge of how to form governmental life for people, a government under God. Yes, that's why it's about. And it never disowned its father. Never did the leaders of this nation turn communist or atheist and disown God. It respects God. So I said this too in my young years as a minister. Imagine yourself now as a father with monumental wealth an immeasurable power and influence. And you have two sons. One of your sons remembers you all the time. But he's out beating up on people and taking their property, selling them whiskey and getting them to gamble and do all those things. Now, you don't stand for all those things. But this son remembers you all the time. Now, another one, he doesn't drink. He doesn't gamble. And he wants all that land to be shared by the people. And just authorizes two officers to represent them. And they get good living for representing them, of course. They get a little more than the other people. They get more than the average. But they want it to be off all the people, and all the people share the wealth. They don't want any banks or anything holding and a small number of the people piling up wealth. That's the common people. Common people. Now, these are your two sons. But that son that ain't drinking, ain't smoking, he put the dope sellers out of business. That's what communism did. It put the dope sellers out of business. It did all those things. But he says, you ain't important. Not important to even remember you. And among these others now that's doing all these bad things, there are a lot of them that don't like the bad things that the others are doing. And they're really working against those bad things. They're trying to make the family of the brother that's remembering you a better family. And they are making progress. Tell me, who will you acknowledge? That one that's not selling drugs and letting the people play and do nasty things and gamble? But he doesn't remember you. And he punished the others if they come out of their houses and start talking about you in the public. That's what the communists did for 70 years. Who would you recognize as your son? You recognize the one that remembers you. Even though he's doing the bad things, he remembers you. And he's not imposing the bad things he allows on all of the family. He's permitting anybody in the family that wants to, they don't have to go that way. They don't have to drink. They don't have to rob and steal and do these things. You remember that, son. Well, I've just given you a picture of God's position. The Arabs were reading the Quran and reading it right about God. We had the Quran too. But we were saying God was Mr. W.D. Farrar in the human flesh, in the person. And they were reading it. And they knew the prophet that got it. They knew where the revelation came from. They were acknowledging the right prophet, Muhammad, the prophet of Arabia. And we were saying that only Elijah Muhammad is the messenger of God. And we weren't interested but a little bit, not at all, in Muhammad of Arabia that the Quran was revealed to. But we had good intentions, and our religion was sincere. And we wanted to be all the way, straight, not part of the way. And we were acknowledging him even before great America. And taking the risk of living our different life here in the face of great America. And they were coming in here saying their name. Raji, Jack, Toby, Sam, etc. A shame to come out. And this country can say you can't have your religion in this country, but they weren't coming out in the open with their religion. keep it as quiet as they could. Now, the same dog that I just described to you, he sees these poor descendants of slaves and how they treated, how they were treated, and how they are being treated. Then he sees them in their hearts wanting to really be upright and be on the right path for God. And they speak in a language that God can't accept. So God said, I'll take care of them. I'll teach them myself. They're going to learn the Quran and they won't learn it from the Arabs. I'm going to inspire them and they will learn it from my instruction. And one day, I'm going to favor them over the rest. All Elijah Muhammad said, the day was coming. And the day is here. The Muslim that Allah is with, not those Muslims over there. It's the Muslim in the United States of America and that was here while they were mum and afraid to speak. So this is Independence Day. And I'm trying to invite you to come to my meaning of patriotism. And walk these streets and know that they belong to you as much as they belong to any man. And see your future in this country and believe that the way is open to you as much as it is open to any man. And go on and build a great life for yourself in the United States of America. Thank you. Peace be unto you.
Returning to today's broadcast after this important announcement. Thank you for your continued support of the Mosque Cares. Imam W. Dean Muhammad will be making appearances throughout the country, and those wishing to support his mission of propagation and community assistance are asked to send their contributions made payable to the Mosque Cares, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. And now back to today's broadcast.
And I introduce to you now the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a native son of Detroit, Michigan, and our leader, always, Imam W. Dean Muhammad. Our greeting is peace be unto you, and as we say in our Islamic, our religious language, Assalamu alaikum. We praise God and we thank Him for our life, for our being, for our presence here today, and for the good, beautiful reception that we have been given by the mayor, this city, and you who are attending this affair today. We salute the servants of God from Adam till today. We give the last prophet Muhammad the salutation of the salute, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and the peace be upon him. Ameen. I want to begin this address by saying all people are equal in origin, in their original nature, according to revelation given to prophets before Muhammad, and the same was given to Muhammad, the prophet of Arabia, about 14 centuries and so ago. All people come from one origin, one and the same origin. And we are deceived by the enemy of mankind, that is Satan, and our religion, Satan, is called the enemy of mankind, Adu an-Nas,
the enemy of all people, Satan, Shaitan, in the Quranic Arabic language, Shaitan. The Bible talks about inheritance. The Quran talks about inheritance. And if we understand it, our idea, our political idea for this great country, the United States of America, is also established upon a belief in inherent rights or inheritance. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal, are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, among them life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it goes on to say that no government can take these rights away. They're rights that we are born with. So these are rights that the government didn't give us. These are rights that our Creator gave us. And by the way, as the Constitution didn't say Jesus Christ, it didn't say Allah. The first words, in fact, the first five lines or first five sentences called ayat to Muhammad the Prophet came to him, and the word Allah is not in any of those five sentences. So Muhammad, the first communication he got from God, he didn't learn the name Allah, not from the communication anyway. God says to Muhammad, read. First word to Muhammad, read. First words of the Quran to Muhammad, read, he said, in the name of your Lord who created. The one who created human beings from a congealed blood. Two lines, not Allah yet. Then he said again, read, and your Lord is most generous. And the one who taught man how to record, use the pen, the writing pen. And he taught the human being, what the human being was not before knowing, what he never knew before. These are the five lines. First five lines communicated to Muhammad the Prophet from God. Why am I saying this, that Allah, the name Allah, is not mentioned in the first communication to Muhammad? Why am I saying this? The connection for our life is with creation. So the first name that was given to Muhammad of God is God the Creator. Since we call God by different names, I'm sure the wise writers and founding fathers of this great political idea that we have in America, I'm sure that they chose not to say Jesus Christ or not to say God. They didn't even say God, because there'll be many people coming to this democracy, living here. They foresaw that. In fact, that was the invitation from the very beginning. It began with people who were persecuted abroad, overseas, and they came here for a place to live their life of their choice, the life of their choice. So this is a country that's going to be a country of many. And the founding fathers, seeing ahead of time, seeing into the future, use no language that would disrespect any of us or that would exclude any of us. Creator, all of us can accept that equally, because we are equally the creation of God. Adam, in religion, both Quran, Bible, and the Quran, our holy book, the Quran and in the holy book of the Christians, the Bible. In both these books, we have Adam as the name of the first human to exist on this earth. And we are told that this Adam was made, created, pardon me, by God. And he was made from the earth, from the ground. In fact, it says, from the dust of the ground. From the dust of the ground, the dust of the earth, he was made. And it goes on to tell us how he became the father of all people, of all people. So we identify in our mortal body and in our original human spirit, we identify with Adam, the first father. Adam, the first father. Now, just reading the story, to me, it sounds like myth, not like reality. It sounds like myth. Because how do you make a man from dust and make dust adhere together, make it hold together with water, says, and rain came, and then he formed the man, and make it hold together with water, mud, and breathe into that mud and it become a living soul. To me, that's more like myth than reality. And anybody believe that literally, you're not ready to help Detroit or the neighborhood I'm living in or any other place. Okay, you have a problem. And really, these stories are for children, and the men know how to translate those stories. If you're a man, you're supposed to know how to translate the story. I don't mean man in the world. I mean man in knowledge. I'm not talking about a man in the world. But we know many men in the world, they can't read at all. No. But if you're a man in knowledge, you're supposed to know how to translate that and see it in reality. No. In its first tissue that it presents is nothing but myth. It has to be understood.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Jones, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.